The gap between first class and coach has never been so wide. The airlines have been engaged in a battle for top executives and the super wealthy on their international routes. Carriers are offering private suites for first class passengers and three-star meals. They provide massages before takeoff, whisk passengers through special custom lanes, and drive them in a private limousine right up to the plane. Some have bars. One airline has installed showers on board. Though few can afford to pay $15,000 to fly first class from New York to Singapore, the airlines are betting that the image of luxury will help attract rich passengers to their first and business class sections. British Airways was the first airline to change the definition of first class by offering flatbed seats in the 1990s on its long-haul routes. Before then, first class was roomier than coach, but not at all fancy. The seats in the front offered more legroom, but did not recline more than 40 degrees. The food was better in first class, too, though even the meals in coach were better than they are now. Though first class represents less than 5% and business class 15% of all seats flown on long-haul routes, those seats combine to generate 40 to 50% of airline revenues. As a general rule, business class is 5 to 10 times the price of an economy ticket, while first class is usually twice the price of business. First class, said an air travel consultant, is status. Meanwhile, the amenities in the back of the cabin are sparse. This holiday season, economy travelers will be in cramped cabins. Their food will be bland, and they will have paid for it, along with any fees for slightly more legroom or checked bags.